fight to the end. The bitter, cold end with dwarves versus zombies.
Netcasts you love from people you trust. This is TWiT. Video and audio bandwidth provided by CacheFly at cachefly.com.
Hello and welcome to OMG Craft. I'm your host, Chad Johnson. This is a show that'll teach you how to become a Minecraft expert in no time. This week, I have another server for you. This was created by Bruce Willikers, a.k.a. Old Man Willikers, a.k.a. Rob, who I had the pleasure of meeting with at PlayOnCon this year. This game type sort of is like Invaders versus Defenders, except that the Invaders always win. You can play it for free at brucegym.com. That's the URL to check out the website and the URL to plug into Minecraft. The short explanation of dwarfs versus zombies is that you spawn as a dwarf. You then have one Minecraft day to fortify your base and the shrine within it. Once the sun goes down for that day, a calamity of some type will hit your dwarven force. This could be a tornado of explosions or a percentage of your dwarves getting hit by the plague. If a dwarf dies, then they respawn as either a zombie, a skeleton, or a creeper. You get to choose. And it is your job to destroy the shrine that you once just protected as a dwarf. Because in the end, surviving dwarves will be fighting against tougher and tougher odds, they always lose. The fun of the game comes in holding out as long as you can if you're a dwarf, or fighting to destroy the shrine if you've been killed and are now one of the baddies. And of course, the randomness built into the game. There's a chance that you can spawn as a random monster, becoming a special monster that includes wolverines or spiderlings. And there are also 6 different maps that the game is played on. So, I'm going to play a quick match and let's check it out.
So, this is the server. You can see the DVZ for Dwarves versus Zombies over there. And there's a whole bunch of different servers to play on. Each of these little doorways is a portal to the server. We've got a chat message that says that this door is opening in 90 seconds. So everyone is crowded around to make sure that they are one of the first. And it looks like red has just opened. So let's go ahead and jump in. Now, everyone this is just a lobby. This isn't the game. Once a server opens, it will be open for 60 seconds. So it gives people 60 seconds to join before the game starts. And here, the game is starting. Once it starts, it becomes day, and then you get this nausea power here. When it starts off, and then you're dropped onto the map that you'll be playing for this game. What all these people are crowded around is potions. There's a few things that you'll really want to pick up throughout the game. Potions is one of them, and it looks like that one dude just took my potion. Potions is one. We're gonna get a potion. There we go. And this will instantly heal you when you throw it down on the ground. The next is armor, a sword, a bow, that sort of stuff. And those are hidden throughout the building. And so you can see these people chopping down trees to get specific things. Here's you could get an axe, a pick. I'm going to go ahead and get a pick just for later, just in case I may need it. I'm not going to do any of this resource gathering. You can see here is some shovels. Oh, this is the shrine. So this is a shrine that we are trying to protect from everyone. And it looks like if I go this way, this is where people will be able to get armor and, yep, weapons. Here we are. So we need a bow and we need a sword. Now, both of these weapons act a little bit different. Actually, mostly the bow acts way different than how you would expect. You can see I just picked up this guy's arrows. But there are no arrows around, and you can hear that ding, 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 ding. That is people creating arrows. What you have to do is stand still, and then just click onto the floor, and you can see my XP bar raising up, and everyone else can hear the tick, 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 and only I can hear the ding. And that's how you make arrows. So just having a bow doesn't guarantee that you will be able to fire it. It's not an infinity bow, or it doesn't work like when you're in creative mode. But now that we have some of our basics, let's go out and explore. Now, once again, I want to make sure that you know, this healing ale never depletes, and it is instant health. Also, you may see my food bar going down. The only food in-game is cakes. And over here, this is where people are getting armor. How armor works is you need to find cobble, and then you need to smelt the cobble into a furnace. And then you come out with sort of like an orange-ish type of block. Then you take that orange-ish type of block, you bring it over here, and you plop it down on one of these things, which keeps rotating. That's what this guy just did, and these guys are now creating the only type of armor in-game. And you see how he just placed it on that guy? That's the only way that you can get armor, is someone else has to place it on you. So he has it, he's going to put it onto this crazy rev guy, and now he has armor. You cannot place armor on yourself. So hopefully what I'm going to do is I'm just going to beg. I'm going to beg and plead that someone will put armor on me. What I'm doing is I'm also right-clicking on, did I get armor? No, no one's giving me armor. I need armor. Yeah, that guy gave me armor. There we go. Now I'm all armored up. Now I'm getting out of here. Thanks for the armor, guys. Bye. Okay, this is one more thing that I need to talk about. This blue liquid, you can see people are doing crazy stuff with it. What you do is you go and get wood from these trees. You come over to one of these mills, and you turn the wood into something usable. And it goes from wood logs to planks. He's making planks there. To sticks, and then sticks actually turn into bowls. Each of these, see, he's turning, here, I'm going to steal his planks. These just came from logs. And so all you do is right-click, and then it turns into sticks. And I have some sticks here. And then these sticks will turn into bowls. Then you take these, which are only made useful by this liquid over here. And so you right-click, and now I have made a single torch. So now I have three torches, which I could place around just like normal. Next, with the bowls, you come over and you fill it with the blue liquid, and now you have mortar. Now, mortar is not, you know, this is not a mortar gun or a mortar that you would fire. What you do is you take mortar, anywhere that there's cobble, these guys have put down cobble, you can click onto the cobble, bloop, and it turns it into this stone brick, which is much more difficult for bad guys to destroy. Now, what is all of this for? Well, we are doing all of this work, trying to get torches and cobble and cake and everything, because once the day is done, you can see the sun going down over there, lots and lots of mobs, and it will start off only as zombies, creepers, and skeletons will start to appear, and we need to fight them. Oh no! Okay, so, I was trying to find a place to start the game, but it looks like I have been automatically chosen to be a zombie. I have gotten the zombie plague, which means that I will die and become a bad guy. Now, in this is the lobby that we started. This is the lobby that we started off in. And I can choose between three bad guys: zombie, skeleton, and creeper. Let's just go ahead and start off with the zombie. The zombie is a pretty normal type of mob. He has a sword, his special ability is that he can break cobble pretty fast. So you can see there's cobble in the ground. If I just click it, meh. There it goes. It just breaks. It can be a little bit glitchy and wait for a little bit. So let's try to be a zombie and get this guy, hopefully. Yeah. So next, let's become a skeleton. The skeleton has a bow and some arrows. So this bow works just like the other one, where you have to click on the ground if you want more arrows. And you can fire. Meow. And once you hit someone, I believe that it kind of has an area effect to it. So that is the skeleton. And now let's become a creeper. The creeper is very much a squishy fighter. And what I mean by that is he's killed basically in a one-hit kill. So let's go and try to find a useful spot for him, possibly over here. The creeper is just like a creeper does. He is a... I'm going to light myself on fire here. He is a... a walking bomb. Woo! Okay, so cool. So I was just chosen to become a spiderling. What a spiderling does is he has the ability to not only walk up to people and poison them by smacking them, and now they've become poisoned, but he also has the added benefit of doing what I'm going to do over here. I'm going to kind of get in the corner, and he can fire these slime balls, and whatever the slime balls hit will turn into a slimed block, which is really easy for other people to break through. So now I'm going to hide away again and lob some slimes. Lobbing some slimes! And I'm hoping that this green color will sort of direct people that... yeah, there we go! Come on, help me out here. I'm going to lob some more slimes and we're going to just break this wall away. There we go! You can see the other side! We've made it! And so this should be super useful to everyone, really. Oh, and I was chosen to become a spider king! Okay, so the spider king works a little bit different than the spiderling. What the spiderling can do is fling the goo. The spider king is a lot more for PvP, and you can see this guy has just become poisoned. This guy has become poisoned. Whoa! And I'm down to 2 hearts. But see, my regeneration is super high. That means that the spider king can get in and actually fight against people. He can also jump, and I mean jump awesomely. I basically could probably kill this guy if I keep trying. And you can see that my health can get really low, and I can just leave the fight because I move so fast. Oops. Okay, so now that the defenses have become a little bit more destroyed, I'm going to go ahead and choose I'm going to choose to be a zombie. That will help us out in a myriad of ways. One, I can sit here and destroy cobblestone that's in our way. Two, it's much better at PvP. Oh, I have been chosen to be a digging zombie. So these guys are really cool. One, because you are the cute baby little zombies, but you run really, really fast. You've also been given this golden pick, which is really, really useful. So let me see, find a way to get up to the top level and actually use this pick to my advantage. It looks like this is what everyone is trying to do. They're trying to create stairs up to the top. And the shrine is right over here. I'm sneaking by everybody. Oh my gosh. Normally this does not happen. Let's see. Let's get up here. Let's just kind of survey the scene. Okay, if I could jump into that, that would be perfect, and then I could start destroying it. Yeah! Yes! Okay, so now I'm in the shrine, which helps me a lot, because one, they don't know that I'm in the shrine, so I should help break this shrine down just a bit. Here we go. Boop, 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 boop. Oh, no! Oh, gosh! Well, the game chose me to be a spiderling. Well, that is a bummer, because I was doing really good as the little zombie thing. They're already calling GG. If we look at the shrine power up there, that's what we are trying to destroy. I want to just get up there before the whole game ends. Up, and the shrine power is going down. You can see it just on the top bar. Yep, it looks like the shrine has fallen way up there. It also explodes once it breaks. Oh, okay. And that is done. So now when you are finished with a game, you are given levels. So bing, 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 bing. I have just become level 8, which is wonderful.
That was a lot of fun. Now, one thing to note is at the moment, the server is still on 1.5.2, so you'll have to use the rollback feature built into the new launcher to play, but it is super, super fun. Thanks so much for watching. If you'd like to catch our future episodes, make sure you subscribe at twit.tv/omgcraft. Once you're there, you can watch all of our previous episodes all the way back to episode 1. Of course, if you want to send me some feedback, you can email me at mail@omgcraft.com. We're also on Twitter, so follow the show at @omgcraftshow. Thank you so much for watching. We will see you next time. Bye.
You know, just me and Paws playing a game. Hey, Paws, you enjoying the server? Yeah? Okay, cool. Let's do some work now.